had no idea.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Day two of Patriots training camp 2012. It's Friday, July 27th. And, guys, almost an identical day as yesterday. It was overcast, a little bit sticky out there. Attendance-wise, it was virtually the same, except for one notable addition. We finally got to see Daniel Fells on the field. We'll get to that a little bit more in a little bit, but
not dead.
No. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. The voice you don't hear yet is intern Darren.
And won't.
Yep.
We just got off the field from watching practice and interviewing players. We'll start with Paul today. Quick first impressions before we get to some of the housekeeping stuff. Quick first impressions from today. Yesterday, we all kind of agreed it was a kind of a sharp practice, good up-tempo, a lot of fans in town. What did you think about today?
Well, the fans were there. That would be the similarity to me. That's where it would end. I thought the tempo was much slower, I think intentionally so. I don't think it was a bad practice, sloppy practice. I think it was more of a, you know, at the beginning, I thought it was more of a walkthrough. I thought the tempo sort of increased a little bit to take it. It was more than a walkthrough practice. But I don't think it was quite as sharp as yesterday. I thought again, they're not in pads, so it's kind of hard to gauge this, but the defensive line seems to be getting the better of the offensive line, which is probably harder for an offensive lineman to pass protect without pads on. And a lot of the pass plays as a result, I thought, were disrupted by timing. A lot of late throws today, whereas yesterday, as you mentioned, Eric, the Christmas was there, not
plus
today.
You only have one offensive line starter in the position he's going to play.
Yeah,
theoretically
three starters not in uniform.
I mean, you had Conley at left guard. He could be anywhere if Mankins is back. You had Copen at center, may or may not be your center. You had Robert Gallery at right guard. You're missing pieces there. Who knows how that's going to look?
Sure.
I thought Brady also struggled a little bit. I thought his accuracy was a little bit off. You mentioned you saw him kind of talking mechanics with Josh McDaniels.
I thought he was going over some stuff with Josh.
So, you know, it's a work in process. Even, you know, Brandon Lloyd's gotten off to a nice start, I think, certainly compared to the last Ocho Cinco we had here, the last 85 we had. But he had some miscommunications with Brady today.
Some deep connections with him.
Oh, sure.
Though.
I mean, they've all made plays. The passing game has certainly made plays. Aaron Hernandez made nonstop plays all day today. He's catching 100 balls this year. If he plays in 15 games-ish, he's catching 100 balls this year. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind.
Okay, quickly we'll go over the housekeeping. You talked about the offensive line briefly. They added to that offensive line today, signing Darian Weems, an offensive
tackle.
We know exactly
tackle.
Kind of tackle. A tackle.
Yep. Weems like a camp body.
Yeah, from Oregon, is that right?
Yes. Correct, undrafted rookie.
So now they're back up to 89, 90-ish, if you don't count Brian Waters, who, again, was not out there on the field. Same as yesterday, though, with the other guys who are on the lists, PUP, NFI. None of those guys were in uniform, but they were all out on the field except for Jake Ballard, who I don't believe any of us have seen yet.
Haven't seen him,
far.
And did you see Pryor today? Did you guys find him eventually? Because I didn't see Myron Pryor.
I didn't see him either.
So I would swap Fells for Pryor, and it was the same exact
right.
situation as yesterday.
I'll take that swap.
And it was good to see Daniel Fells at least out there and doing something. We saw him on the stationary bike initially, and then later on, towards the very end, Darren, you spotted him getting some work with the what they call the opportunity portion of practice.
Yeah, at the end of practice, he was...
what did you notice?
He looked pretty good. I mean, obviously, he looked a little slow, still hampered.
Running routes, though? Like, was he catching passes?
Yeah, he was running the top half. Top half of routes, so he would, you know, fake run for a little bit, and then, you know, get a ball up in the end zone and catch it. So, you
Darren's
know.
A receiver at Williams, so excuse him if he's using football language.
From the guy who uses scrape to see.
Yeah,
I
mean, Andy likes to throw it around too. The NESCAC was very technical.
Exactly.
But I had not heard that. The top half of routes. Okay. Well,
but I just think it's great to see him out there running, catching passes.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's doing something.
It makes it interesting now, because until now I had doubts that he was
gonna
competing
gonna
for a job,
exactly.
that he was maybe just a possibility for IR, PUP,
right.
and he may still be. But he's alive. He's athletic. He's not on crutches. He's not in a wheelchair. So I think that's interesting.
A little bit more of a focus on the running game today, fellas, even though they weren't in pads. They just had the shells on today and shorts, everybody, as opposed to yesterday where some guys had some level of lower body padding on.
And no braces, which may or may not have been an indication that it was a lesser practice, whatever they deemed it, somewhere between walkthrough and full speed.
What did you think about the running backs overall? I thought Brandon Bolden, the rookie out of Ole Miss, showed some ability to catch the ball out of the backfield.
Right up until he had that terrible drop.
Right after Andy had said that.
I said he catches the ball naturally, and then boom, right through his hands. Terrible, but other than that, you're right. I'm intrigued by him. He's got a little burst to him. And remember, this was a guy who had buzz. 17 touchdowns as a junior. He was thought of as a versatile back. Probably not a lead back type, but who cares? We don't look for lead back types around here. We look for committee members. He's becoming a little bit more intriguing by the day for me, even just 2 days into camp.
I would agree with the Bolden assessment overall. I thought a lot of screen work, and you got a chance to see Vereen and even Ridley involved in some of that as well. Woodhead, as always, that's what he's here for. It was kind of funny. I joked with Andy at one point. It seems like we've morphed into a college offense over at that mocking college offense that Bill always mentions. We were throwing a ton of screens and bombs.
Right.
There was nothing else. I mean, it was underneath checkdowns, screens, and letting it fly.
And they completed a lot
of
the bombs.
Yeah, they had a fair success rate today on the long ball, as they did yesterday.
Defensively, what stood out to you guys? I noticed one thing where yesterday rookie Chandler Jones was getting a lot of work with early on when they were doing team drills. He would come in as a sub replacement. Today, it looked like Jake Beckett was getting some of those reps.
Yeah, it did look like that today, and that's the feeling out process, because I think they're both going to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they're both going to have roles with this team. That rotation of Scott, Ninkovich, Beckett, and Chandler Jones, I mean, they're all going to get run in some form or fashion, whether it's starters, sub packages. I think that's natural. I think you're going to see they've already seen some transition with the linebackers. Yesterday I saw a lot of Carpenter, Fletcher, Mayo. Today it looks like Hightower kind of got a little more run mixed in there, doing some things after getting some pretty high praise, I thought, from Bill Belichick in the morning press conference. So I think you're going to see that for a while. I think it's way too early.
Oh, sure.
Cautions us, don't start looking at personnel groups and starters. But this year, more than most, I don't think they know what a lot of these defensive guys can or will do for
this
team.
They have to sort of put an amalgam of players together, because they don't know who's going to work well with who, how they're going to. Yes. Paul, observations on the defense?
I've had
enough of him, yes.
No, I agree with Hightower. Clearly did a whole lot more today than he did yesterday with some of the regular group, base looks. But I agree with Andy, too, because we sort of complain, well, not complain, but we're hamstrung, by the rules about what we can report and what we can't. That's a major reason why they don't want us doing it, because every day there's different guys with the first group, what we call the first group. We've seen it how many times in the past where, oh, so-and-so is the left guard today. So, and then the next day it's Conley one day, it's Wendell the next day, it's, whoever.
Especially in this day and age where, somebody tweets it and easily somebody's grandmother can see it, and then she calls the kid on the cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you're starting it outside line. Well,
yes.
No, I just
not
took
really.
Some reps.
I took some reps
and
there today.
That's
it's
an unnecessary
difference.
Kind of awkward thought process for the guy who's in it. Just let him take his reps and see what happens.
And I'll give one, you look for an observation. Another rookie, Alfonso Dennard, I thought had a really strong start to practice. Unfortunately, it looked like he got nicked up a little bit about halfway through, spent some time with Jim Whalen, the trainer. Looked like a right leg injury of some sort, maybe a hamstring.
Upper, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a serious thing. He stayed out on the field. To my knowledge, he did not take part in anything else.
He did not go back in, did not run sprints at the end of practice, did the ab work that the PUP types and everybody
does. So
we'll
have to watch out for him this
weekend. So my guess is, Andy said, we'll see you in 3 weeks.
Well, it's a possibility.
I know. I mean, and you look at some of the hamstrings that happened to young guys last year.
Shane
Vereen. Camp Vereen.
Yeah. We know what happens.
He lost the season,
you're 2 weeks behind,
yeah.
And you can't catch up. It's just too much. And there's enough bodies and competition.
Right.
Now, we also saw Rozai Dowling miss a lot of time, and he was starting to open the season. So it's not something you can't overcome, but it's a challenge in that group. Also, I wanted to throw in that we're kind of off to the side. Brandon Spikes is active, but isn't doing,
not doing a lot. Yeah.
And didn't run sprints at all at the end of practice, was doing the ab work. And I believe Kyle Hicks, 69 white.
The other one.
The other 69 white. Was over there not doing it. And just to keep tabs on guys that may get dinged up here early in camp.
I was a little bit surprised, and I know you guys were too, when they did special teams. It was a punt focus today. And returning, as always, Julian Edelman. I think he's found his niche there.
If he doesn't do that, he might not be on the team.
But spelling him was Aaron Hernandez.
Yes. Talked to him after practice about that. Said probably high school last time he returned anything, kickoff or punt. But joked, I'm a playmaker. I want to have the ball in my hands, so I'd love to return. And then I gave him a little bit of a hard time for the fair catch he had
where he had to run
a good 10 yards to catch it on the run. He said, yeah, I don't like fair catching. Misjudged that one a little, but I don't want a fair catch. I want to make plays.
So it would have been okay
if he didn't fair catch that one and was 10 yards away from where the ball came down.
I think that is him being,
volunteering.
Proactive.
Did he volunteer?
He didn't say specifically, but I don't think you're going to see him in a game. As I joked, we didn't get him hurt enough in the backfield last year when he was running the ball. Now we're going to get a key part of the offense back deep on punts. I don't care for it.
And we also saw Welker and Deion Branch doing it as well. Guys that are more traditional in that role.
Although Branch is a little old in the
long in the tooth.
Yeah,
a little gray beard.
He's a little old in the tooth. Yes.
So and Welker too. But that's why I think it's interesting. You know, there's some people that believe that Edelman has a chance to not make the team. Ben, depending on how everything falls out, down or out. I just don't see that. I think he's the punt returner. I don't think you want Welker out there.
I don't either.
I don't think you want Branch out there.
Is that enough for a roster spot?
No, but I also think he's a valuable guy on special teams. He covers
and they know that he can play some defense in his pinch.
Can play some defense. I think he's a guy that jack of all trades is his roster spot.
He remains on my surprise cut list, but I agree with Andy. I mean, it's a surprise cut for a
reason.
I brought
it up on day two. How surprising would it be?
I thought he looked pretty good. That wide receiver today.
Well, he always looks
fine.
He
got a lot of passes thrown his way. That's a good point.
He's fine, but he's never established himself over a couple years in game action, fill-in action, and you only get so long where, he looks good in camp, so he's fine.
And Andy makes a point about Edelman all the time, Darren, that, you know, since his rookie year, he had some chances his rookie year to play entire games, and he was productive. Since then, he's been asked to go out and play offense 2-3 snaps a game, and maybe he gets a ball thrown in his direction. And generally when that's happened, it hasn't been good. You know, the ball's gone off his hands. He's had drops, had miscommunication. He hasn't seemed to been able to be one of those guys that goes in there for 3 or 4 plays and is able to produce on them. Dante Stallworth is a guy who did that a little bit his first go-around here. He didn't play, especially later in the year. He was more of like kind of a one-hit wonder. He would go out there and, you know, he'd get the ball thrown his way 2 or 3 times, and he'd come up with, you know, two or three catches. So,
and Jabbar Gaffney.
And Gaffney's been,
was a guy who limited opportunities, big
plays.
There's guys that can do it. They're back, and I'm just, you know, as the numbers kind of fall down, you never know. One other thing from the Hernandez interview.
Sure.
There were a lot of questions about the summer of Gronk, and he kind of laughingly answered a lot of those. Says he's a little bit more private. He had his fun too, but I'm a little more private. And then on the same day when Bill Belichick was questioned about photos surfacing of Tom Brady cliff diving in Costa Rica, Hernandez offered up, I mean, I had fun too. I went zip lining. So apparently some of our star offensive players had a lot of fun this offseason.
Hanging in midair.
Questionably dangerous endeavors.
Okay. We cover everything. Any last thoughts from anyone?
Be back at it. Well, you'll be back at it tomorrow.
Yes, with Junior.
Yep.
You're going to be here?
I'll be here.
All right.
Every day.
So join us again tomorrow.
I'll be here too around 4:30, I think.
Good.
Top half of the round to be covered then.
Be
good.
Because we'll do a podcast around the same time. Practice once again, 1:30 to 4 o'clock. But that could change at any time, so check Patriots.com.
And these wussy thunderstorms haven't made it through yet.
Expect it to be in full pads tomorrow too.
I'd show up. Break the record. Break the record set yesterday. Get here. Pads. Fun. Hitting. Good.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.